Welcome to the Playmakers Talk Show, where business owners, professionals, and entrepreneurs gather to discover playmaking ideas from world-famous CEOs, entrepreneurs, and business celebrities. You'll hear inspiring stories, playmaking ideas, and that one big thing that launched them on toward success. Get ready for the Playmakers Talk Show. Our host is Steve Klein, a renowned business author, keynote speaker, and master at helping clients reach peak performance through success skills, leadership, sales, and behavior change. He's helped generate quantum leaps for hundreds of companies. Now it's time to meet this week's Playmakers. Here's your host, Steve Klein.
Welcome once again to Playmakers Talk Show. I am Steve Klein. Our show is all about success, successful CEOs, successful business owners, and successful executives. Today we're going to talk about the Ronald McDonald House of Dallas and college campus connections. We have two great guests in the studio today. First is Jill Cumnock. Jill is the CEO of Ronald McDonald House of Dallas, and Eric Fortenberry. He is the founder, president, and CEO of OrgSync. We'll talk to Eric a little later. We'll begin today's show with Jill. Now, Jill Cumnock is the CEO of the Ronald McDonald House of Dallas. She joined the Ronald McDonald House of Dallas, or House Charities family, in December of 2010 as the chief executive officer. Jill has a bachelor's degree in child development and family relations from the University of Texas at Austin and a master of science in social work from the University of Texas at Arlington. She's also a licensed clinical social worker, and she's a licensed marriage and family therapist. Jill believes there is nothing more fulfilling than having the opportunity to serve others. Jill, thank you very much for being on Playmakers Talk Show. Let me ask you this. How did you join the Ronald McDonald House of Dallas?
Well, I was recruited by Victory Search Group, who was conducting the search for the Ronald McDonald House when their previous CEO decided to retire after 25 years. So I had met them a couple of years earlier, and when he contacted me about this position, it was a dream come true for me, truly my dream job.
Well, it seems like it's fit you based on your background, but there's a little history to the Ronald McDonald House. I was doing some research on the website. If you want to check it out, it's rmhdallas.org. And the Ronald McDonald House started back in 1974, is that correct?
Well, Ronald McDonald House Charities, our global organization, started in 1974. And then the Dallas House opened in 1981.
Okay, so about 7 years afterwards.
Correct.
But there's also a difference. We were talking about donations and how you receive your money. There's a little bit there's some difference in your house compared to the national Ronald McDonald House. Tell us how that differs.
So most houses throughout the country, and there are 175 houses in the U.S., 328 worldwide, and most of the houses are charity chapters. The Dallas House, the Fort Worth House, and a handful of others are considered affiliates. So when you put your coins in the donation canisters at McDonald's in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, that goes to the Ronald McDonald House Charities of Greater North Texas. So that's our local charity chapter. They then give funding to the Dallas House, to the Fort Worth House, and they do grants to other organizations that also serve children, and they do scholarships to graduating seniors.
So except for, I guess, for you to get 100% of the donations, best way to do that is either donate money directly to the Ronald McDonald House of Dallas or through your events, which we'll talk about in a little while.
Correct.
Okay. Ronald McDonald House has been around for, you're looking at over 30 years, and 30 especially here in Dallas. What really is Ronald McDonald House do, or why was it developed?
So it was developed so that when families have to travel to receive medical care for their children, that they have a place to stay, that they're not having to sleep on the floor in the hospital, that they're not having to spend a fortune on staying in a hotel room, but that they have truly a home away from home for them to stay while their child is being treated. So I can't imagine, first of all, being told that my child is seriously ill or injured, but then being told now you have to travel an hour or more to get your child treated and leave your whole support system. So we are really there to support these families when they are going through what I would think would be one of the most difficult times in their lives. And not only do we provide them a place to stay, but we also provide all three meals. We're one of only a few houses that does that. All three meals they get. We have laundry facilities. We have a game room, a playroom. We have library. We have great outdoor space and playgrounds, and it really is kind of a home away from home for these families.
Walk us through the house. I have not been to the house, and I'm sure most of the listeners have not been there. Tell us what the house is like when you walk in and how it's broken up.
Well, when you walk in, we're considered one of the larger houses in the country. We are a 58-room house, 60,000 square foot facility.
That's huge.
It is a big facility, and when you walk in, it kind of has a hill country feel to it. You walk into a beautiful lobby with slate floors, and it's really a beautiful new facility that opened in December of 2009, and it has 52 what we consider our regular guest rooms that can sleep up to five people, two queen-size beds. And then we also have 6 transplant apartments for families whose child has received either a bone marrow, stem cell, or an organ transplant, and they have to stay for an extended period of time. And those children have to stay isolated, so they have a kitchen and a living area, and they can truly stay self-contained in that apartment. But when they come in, it really, right off the main entry is a very large great room. And it's just like your living room in your house, and it's got beautiful furniture. And when we have our therapy dogs come, they come in there. So it's like playing with your dogs in your living room. So we really wanted it to have a home-like feel, but it does have a commercial kitchen, but we also have a family kitchen. So families can actually prepare their own meals if they choose to do so. And it's got a large community dining room because this is community living. And I think that's the biggest benefit for the families is that they get to meet other families who are going through very similar circumstances. If they were back home, nobody would really understand what it is that they're dealing with. But here they meet families whose child has the same doctor, is having the same surgery, and they really support each other while they're at the house and become lifelong friends and maintain those relationships even after they leave.
So it's really a support system.
It is.
That they have with each other there. How many families could be living in the house at one time?
Total of 58.
Wow.
So today, currently, we had 48 of our 52 regular rooms full as of last night and 3 of our apartments. And we have 18 people on the list for today.
Thinking about what you just said with as many people that are using your facilities, you, A, need to have a lot of money on a regular basis coming in, which we'll talk about in just a few moments. But you have to have a tremendous amount of volunteers that are working with you to help the house function on a regular basis.
We do. We've got a pretty large budget, but we run lean and mean and try to do the best we can. And we rely heavily on volunteers to be able to do what we do. When you walk into the front door, you're greeted by volunteers. That's who runs our reception desk, and it's volunteers who prepare all of our meals, and we have kitchen volunteers. And so we could not do what we do without our volunteers.
Can someone volunteer on an irregular basis? In other words, show up as needed, or there's a schedule that they have to work with?
Most of our volunteers work a regular schedule, but if you could do even once a month, we could work with you on that. Or we have special events where if you just want to do it periodically, you can do that. Or you can coordinate groups to come in and cook a meal or do an activity with the family, because we provide ice cream socials and bingo nights and craft activities and game nights. And so, you could come with a group of your friends and host an activity for the families and do that once a year.
It almost seems like it's a camp environment.
It is.
As these families are intermingling with each other. Mm-hmm. Question I was going to ask is how long they can stay. I guess the answer would be as long as needed.
Well, typically we say our rule of thumb, because it is a temporary home away from home, not a permanent home. So we usually say about 6 months in a calendar year. So really you could be there for a full year, depending on when you come in during the year. And we do have a family that just left that had been there for an extended period of time. But again, we take our direction from the child's medical team. But if it is somebody who, let's say, is going to need a transplant and they're on a list and they're going to have to wait, they may not be able to just wait at the Ronald McDonald House. And if they live more than 2 hours away from their hospital, they may end up having to relocate to the Dallas area while waiting on a transplant.
Which brings up a question. How far are these families traveling to come to this Ronald McDonald House of Dallas?
Well, to stay, they have to travel at least 40 miles, but we have families that come from all over the world. The family that just left us was from Egypt. So we get international families. Last year, I think we had 16 international families from 10 different countries. We've already had, I don't even know how many, lots of international families this year. But they come from all over Texas primarily, but then all over the U.S. because we are very fortunate in the Dallas area to have such great hospitals and medical providers here in the Dallas area. That's just not available everywhere.
So families following their medical team. On average, how long does a family end up staying at the house?
An average is about 7 to 8 days.
So it's not too long, so it's extraordinary when they stay a lot longer than that.
Right. Well, and it all depends on why they're here. If they're going through chemotherapy, they may be there for a week, and then they come back a month later for another week. If they're here, we get babies who are born with congenital heart defects. And a lot of times the mom comes prior to delivery and then has the baby. The baby has a surgery first week of life, and then they have to have their second surgery usually at 6 months. And so depending on where that family lives, if the doctor doesn't feel like they can get the medical care needed at home, that family has to stay for that full six-month period, get through the second surgery, and then they can go home, and then there's another surgery around age 3, and they'll come back for that.
Ronald McDonald House of Dallas is available for these families, which is just absolutely amazing. We're going to continue talking about why the house is here and also some events that the Ronald McDonald House has to raise some additional funds for them. We're going to talk about that after the break. We're talking to Jill Cumnock. She is the CEO of Ronald McDonald House of Dallas. Stay with us. We'll be talking more to Jill and about the Ronald McDonald House right after this.
I'm Lars David Staber, General Manager for Lowry's The Prime Rib. Our Allen's Sandwich Bar has become the go-to spot for quiet working lunches. There we offer hand-carved sandwiches and more in a relaxed, club-like atmosphere. And for meetings, Lowry's private rooms are available for both lunch and dinner. So join us for the award-winning food, distinctive style, and unmatched hospitality that has made Lowry's famous. For more information, call Lowry's at 972-503-6688.
Executives, a free 2-hour peak performance workshop is available right now. I'm Steve Klein, host of the 570 KLIF Playmakers Talk Show and CEO of the Professional Development Center. Which of the following skills will move your people toward a quantum leap? Communication, motivating people, strategic planning, decision making, problem solving, teamwork, stress management, coaching, leadership, or customer service. To get your free 2-hour peak performance workshop with a minimum of 8 key people, call me, Steve Klein, at 972-644-1048 right now to see if you qualify.
This is Dan Tullis, and I just called
Joel Clark,
one of Select Quote Insurance Services Term Life agents.
Hi, Mr. Tullis.
Joel, how does Select Quote save you money on term life insurance?
Well, buying term life insurance is all about choosing the right company. Let's say you take antidepressants or you smoke. All insurance companies are going to price that differently. We'll impartially shop all the companies we represent to find you the best price.
Can you give me an example?
Sure. I just got a man, 40 years old, on cholesterol medication, a $500,000 policy with a highly rated insurance company. His price, $21 a month.
Call 1-800-930-5378 and see how affordable term life insurance can be. That's 1-800-930-5378. 1-800-930-5378. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at selectquote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Since 1947, there's been a nonprofit sleepaway camp for campers with special needs. It's Camp Summit in Argyle, Texas, a remarkable place for remarkable people. Online at campsummittx.org. This camp is unique in that campers are accepted without regard to the severity of their disability, even allowing campers in wheelchairs to ride horses and fly down a zip line. With a 2-to-1 ratio of campers to counselors, with special 1-to-1 assistance when needed, and with no age limit, campers young and old alike can have memories that last a lifetime. Offering year-round programs, week-long summer and fall camps, and weekend and respite days, and camper safety are always top of mind at Camp Summit, with on-site medical personnel including a registered nurse and physician on call. But to ensure that campers with disabilities can attend Camp Summit, they need your help. You can help Camp Summit by calling 972-484-8900. That's 972-484-8900. And you can always find them online at campsummittx.org.
We're back with the Playmakers Talk Show for business owners and self-employed professionals. Once again, here's Steve Klein.
And welcome back to Playmakers Talk Show. We are speaking with Jill Cumnock. And Jill is the CEO of Ronald McDonald House of Dallas. She's been telling us all about the house and the families. We talked a little bit about volunteers. Should someone just contact Ronald McDonald House to volunteer?
Yes.
And that they can go through the website, which is rmhdallas.org, and take care of that. Part of what you want is, in addition to volunteers, is also funds. You want as much money as you can get. And you have a major event that's coming up later this year around Thanksgiving time, rolling into early 2014 at North Park, and has to do with trains. Tell us about that.
Well, this will be our 26th year of the trains at North Park. And once again, this year, we our presenting sponsor is Bank of Texas, and we are thrilled to have them back again. And this is the largest toy train exhibit in all of North Texas. And it's truly a fabulous event. It fits so well with our mission. It's all about children and families and people of all ages, and that's what we are. And so what's fun about it now is that it has become a family tradition. So we have parents now bringing their children who came when they were children. And so it's fun to see how it's been around long enough to have it truly a multi-generational family tradition. But it is in North Park. We're going to be in a new location this year, so we're kind of moving across the hall from where we were between Neiman's and Nordstrom. And it really kind of takes you across all of our country, and you see the subways in New York City, and you see monuments in Washington, D.C., and there's the Golden Gate Bridge in the San Francisco area. And, of course, we have lots of Texas, and we have Fair Park, and we have Big Tex. So last year, we were the only place you could still see Big Tex.
Big Tex, that's right. He had a little bit of a demise there before he was he's coming back to life again.
That's right. So we have him. And it is truly, this is our biggest fundraiser. When families stay at the Ronald McDonald House, we ask if they can to contribute $15 a night if they can afford to do so. But if they can't, we never turn anybody away for the inability to pay. And a significant number of our families don't pay anything, and some pay a portion of that, or they may, you know, stay for a month and pay us $100. So it's events like the trains at North Park that allows us to be able to serve all of these families. And folks can get involved by being a sponsor, by buying a rail car, by attending the event. There's a lot of different ways to get engaged and involved with this event.
Well, let me ask you that first, because I was intrigued. As a kid, I had a Lionel train set that my father bought for me, and I used that a while until I broke it as a kid. And kids are always fascinated by trains. I mean, every place I've seen trains, I've seen children. Any museum, there's always kids there. But they can also purchase these cars, too.
They can.
What kind of cars are they, and how much do they run?
So we also, they're Lionel trains, and you can purchase one, and people do this year after year after year, so then they have their own train set.
Oh, they can buy different ones.
They can every year. And so we have this year kind of a new limited edition box car that's going to have our logo on one side, and then you can personalize the other. So ranging in price from $175 to $325, you purchase a rail car. You tell us what you want it to, how you want it personalized. We have painters.
Oh, so it's customized.
It is hand-painted.
Wow.
And then if you order it early enough, then we run it in the exhibit, so you can bring your child to the exhibit and see your child's personalized rail car running on the tracks, when the kids absolutely love that. And then at the end of the exhibit, or if they want it that day, we will give it to them that day. And then you take that home, and it's yours to keep. And so each year you order a new one, and you know, we have engines, we have cabooses, and we have a variety of different box cars and hoppers and all different kinds of rail cars.
This is similar, as I'm hearing about this, similar to buying a brick.
Yes.
With your name on it, except you get to take this home with you. I'm looking at the website. It gets rmhdallas.org. If you go to news and events and go to the trains at North Park, you can also hit a tab that says, I believe, rail cars. I'm looking at it right now, rail car information. And I'm looking at four different designs. There's silver box car is sold out. There's an engine, caboose, standard rail car. And you can have special themes on there. So you can order these ahead of time.
Right.
And they will be running on the tracks, and the kids can see, families can see their rail car.
Yes, and if you call, and we can't run all of them every day, so if you call us in advance and tell us, I'm going to be there on Tuesday morning, can you have my rail car running, we will make sure that that's done. Or if you forget to do it in advance, we have volunteers, speaking of, there's about over 2,000 volunteers that make this trains exhibit happen, and as well as our engineers and our exhibit managers. But they're happy to find your rail car and make sure that it's running when you're there.
That's got to be an immense project, and putting all that together and keeping it running smoothly on a regular basis.
It is.
Well, I'm looking at the website, and the admission is minimal. We're looking at, what, $6 mm-hmm. for adults and $3 for children.
Right. Very affordable family outing.
How long, if I come with my family and take a look at everything, how long am I going to be there generally?
It just depends. It's not a huge space, but, you know, kids tend to kind of get stopped, and we do have Thomas, and so they love to sit there and watch Thomas. So it depends on your child's attention span or your attention span. Every time I was there, and I was there a lot last year, I would see something different. So you can run through it and be in and out in 20 minutes, or you can take your time and be there an hour or more. So, and we had a lot of kids screaming on the way out. And so, you know, a lot of families would come back multiple times because the kids just wanted to see the trains.
Right, right. I'm looking at another part. You also have, I believe, sponsorships.
We do.
For companies, too.
Our sponsorships range from $500 up to $25,000. And really, that's where the bulk of our revenue from this event comes from, is through our sponsorships. And certainly couldn't do it without the sponsors that we get. And you know, kicking off our sponsor drive right now. So it's a great time to contact the house and say, I want to be a sponsor. And you get a personalized rail car and other perks along with that. And if you're a $25,000 sponsor, you can actually have a trainscape and have your building or, you know, something like that in the exhibit. So, and there are over 80,000 visitors that come to this. So from a marketing standpoint, you get a lot of bang for your buck.
So as a business, I purchase, I'm looking again, Station Master is $500 all the way up to the Platinum Baron, $25,000. But there's some in between, those Golden Spike, Silver Express, Chief Engineer, Superconductor. So the name of my business will be someplace on a building, on a car, or something like that.
Right, depending on the level. We have billboards, some that are stationary, some that are electronic. So there's a lot of different ways to give businesses some great exposure.
Sounds like everybody has a lot of fun with this.
It is really. I mean, we see adults coming in by themselves without children because they maybe just had a passion for trains as a kid or remember riding a train as a kid. And so it really is something that is good for people of all ages.
And again, the admission is minimal, $6 for adults, $3 for children. And it begins November 23rd, which I believe you told me was a Saturday prior to Thanksgiving.
Right.
And it runs through January 5th. So we're looking at a week or two after Christmas time. Mm-hmm. It's continually running at North Park. You do have other events, too. I also noticed on your website that you have the Addison Rotary Open.
Yes, that is coming up on September 9th at Glen Eagles Country Club. And it's not too late to participate in that tournament. That is, we love the Addison Rotary. They put on this tournament. It is the second largest fundraiser next to the trains for us, and it's a third-party event and raises a significant portion of our budget. And so it's a great tournament. They do a fabulous job. It's a lot of fun. So
this will be, if I'm looking at it correctly, the weekend after Labor Day.
Yeah, the Monday after.
Monday after Labor Day.
Week later.
So you can be a sponsor, a corporate sponsor, and also play.
Yes.
Either way. Well, that's wonderful. You've been involved with Ronald McDonald House for, what, two or three years now?
2.5 years.
What have you seen as your biggest joy now that you've done something like this? Because you said this is kind of dream come true, getting this job. What have you really enjoyed about the Ronald McDonald House?
Without a doubt, the best part about working at the Ronald McDonald House of Dallas is getting the opportunity to meet these families who come and stay at the house. To you know, some of them come back multiple times, and you know, sometimes that's good. You know, they're just coming back for checkups. We love that. We don't like it when there's, you know, they're not doing well and they have to come back and we see them then. But, you know, I think that they inspire me every single day, the things that they're having to face, and they do it with such strength and such positivity. And they impress me every single day. And I can't imagine being in their shoes. And yet they are so appreciative of the services that we provide to them. But they really touch your heart. You get a chance to meet some pretty incredible people. It helps you keep your perspective in life, keeps the little things little. You just meet some fabulous people from all over the world.
Great, tremendous service. Ronald McDonald House of Dallas. Jill Cumnock is the CEO. And if you can volunteer, if you can donate money, especially through the golf tournament coming up July 9th or even the trains at North Park, please do that. Jill, thank you very much for being a guest.
Thank you.
Glad to have you. Well, don't go away because we're going to talk about college campuses and connecting people, and the person to put all that together, his name is Eric Fortenberry. He is the founder, president, CEO of OrgSync. We're going to talk to Eric. Stay with us right after this.
On your way to work in the morning and on your way home in the afternoon, you're looking for more news, more information, and you need it quickly. Here at KLIF, we're committed to bringing you more stories, more news than anyone else. How? By packing more information within the hour. News updates at least every 15 minutes. Bill Jackson with right now traffic on the fives every 10 minutes. Weather news, business news, sports news, you name it, we have it. The best source for news every morning and afternoon. News and information, 570 KLIF.
Their names are Adrian and Anna, Cameron and Colin, Jacob and Logan, Margaret and Olivia, ages 4 to 12. They are part of a very small, exclusive club that neither they nor their families want to belong. They have all been diagnosed with some form of pediatric cancer. In fact, every year, right here in Dallas-Fort Worth, hundreds of families hear the dreaded words, "Your child has cancer," which is why Wipe Out Kids Cancer was formed over 30 years ago. Our mission is simple: to work relentlessly for the day when all children are living cancer-free. You can help by visiting WOKC.org. We are a local organization helping families cope and supporting researchers to find cures. Learn more at WOKC.org. Help us help them.
Hi, Tom Baudette. It's never been easier to book a clean, comfortable room at Motel 6. You can book online at motel6.com, use our cool new app on your tablet or smartphone, or call 1-800-4-MOTEL-6 on your dumb phone. Sadly, you can't book by pigeon or Morse code, so if you want the lowest price of any national chain by telegraph, I guess you're just ... I'm Tom Baudet for Motel 6, and we'll leave the light on for you.
Executives and managers, if you would like to make 2013 your Quantum Leap year, listen closely, because a free workshop, that's right, a free two-hour peak performance in-house workshop is available right now. Hi, I'm Steve Klein, host of the Playmakers Talk Show here on 570 KLIF, author of Sell When You See the Whites of Their Eyes, and CEO of the Professional Development Center. Which of the following skills from this free peak performance workshop will move your people toward a quantum leap this year? Could it be communication skills, motivating people, strategic planning, decision-making or problem-solving? How about teamwork, stress management, coaching, leadership skills, or customer service? To get your free two-hour in-house peak performance workshop for a minimum of 8 key people and to give your business a quantum leap in 2013, call me, Steve Klein, at 972-644-1048. That's 972-644-1048 right now to see if you qualify.
We're back with the Playmakers Talk Show for business owners and self-employed professionals. Once again, here's Steve Klein.
Welcome back to Playmakers Talk Show. We are going to spend this second half of the show speaking with Eric Fortenberry. And Eric is the founder, president, and CEO of a company called OrgSync. He founded OrgSync in 2007. He serves as president and CEO. Eric has been named to Inc. Magazine's 30 Under 30 Coolest Entrepreneurs, Impact 100, and Best Places to Work. He's responsible for OrgSync's overall strategic vision and direction. He's extremely passionate about leveraging technology to develop easy-to-use solutions that are both reliable and scalable. Eric is also adamant about always providing the highest levels of customer service, which has helped the company to establish partnerships with 300-plus colleges and universities and over 2 million users in 4 countries. Well, because of that, if nothing else, Eric, thank you for joining us in Playmakers Talk Show.
Thanks, Steve. It's great to be here.
One of the things I want to ask you, and this is from some of the research I did about your company, is how you got started. You were at UT in Austin. How did you pull all this together, and where did you begin all this?
Sure. In 2007, I was just a few months into my first job out of school. I was working at a boutique investment bank here in Dallas. It was MHT Partners. And I was put onto this one deal. It was these two kids out of Vanderbilt who started up an online software as a service company. It turned out to be very successful. And in that process, I learned all about the hosted software model and really fell in love with the business model that they had created. And that's also where I realized that I could leverage software to solve a lot of the challenges that I had faced when I was a student leader in college. And so when I was running a student organization at the University of Texas at Austin, I was using everything from Google Groups to Facebook, Yahoo, PowerPoints, papers, binders. Everything was just so decentralized. We had a website that we ended up losing every year as our officers turned over. And I knew that there had to be a better way. There had to be a way that we could take all of these tools and really consolidate them and take them online. And that's exactly what I set out to do. In order to make that vision become a reality, I quit my job at the bank. I was only there for 9 months, but moved back to Austin where I rounded up just a small group of friends, and we all moved into this 5-bedroom house where we bootstrapped OrgSync. And it was we had only the money that our credit cards could hold. It was definitely a really great experience. I mean, we literally lived this thing 7 days a week, 24 hours a day out of this house. But after bootstrapping out of the houses, we actually ended up getting a second house. About 3 years later, we ended up moving the company to Dallas into an actual office, which was really exciting. And we were able to focus on growing our team and just, continue to expand our offices and really, are working at building a great culture for all of our employees. Because, I think that when you've got happy and passionate employees, they're going to, in turn, build a really great product and deliver the best services that we can for our customers. And, but OrgSync, it was originally developed as an organization management tool, but it quickly grew into this entire online campus solution where we have just every department and program, all the student organizations on the campus are able to leverage our platform to streamline their operations, to communicate and engage all of their members, as well as, to engage other students across the campus. And so it's definitely gone from just that original organization tool to this entire campus platform that we've got over 300 customers around the world using it, and it's definitely been really exciting.
I want to ask you more about how OrgSync works and how it pulls it together, but what I'm most fascinated about is the fact that as an entrepreneur, you started this company. Was anybody else doing anything like this in the world?
There were a couple different things out there that, sort of, but not really, could potentially compete with us. But the thing that we did is we really focused in on higher education and what we could do for colleges and universities. And having that focus has definitely helped us to, kind of find our niche. And it's really been a very green field. Every campus needs something like this, and a lot of times they may have some sort of an in-house system, or they really might not have anything at all. And so it's definitely been kind of a new market that we've helped to create.
Who would pay for this? Would it be the college, university?
Well, we started thinking we were going to focus on the student organizations, but a couple of the student life offices found out what we were doing, and they saw that we were working with all their organizations, and they came to us and said, look, this is really neat what you're doing for the groups, but what can you do for us? We needed a way to oversee and manage all the organizations. They wanted to take their office online and have a virtual presence and get all their forms online and have a centralized calendar and be able to push out communications to the students and the student organizations. And so, we actually ended up starting to partner with the student life offices, who we also realized that, we could actually contract with the institution through them, and then they could provide this as a service to the students and the student organizations.
So you've really developed a process to pull all the organizations on a campus together so they can interact with each other. Is that correct?
Yeah, absolutely. It gives that the student life office or the fraternity and sorority life office or the rec sports office. I mean, there's so many different areas of campus that have figured out that they can use that same, tool set to manage their different constituent groups, whether it's the student organization or fraternity or sorority or a club sport or even resident halls. There's just so many different areas of campus that have been able to adopt this need.
So what are you doing? Is it a website that you're putting together and everything is included in that site and then go to different areas?
Yeah, so it's one online community for each of the different colleges and universities. And so, you know, if you're part of that school, that you're able to log in using your campus ID and password, and then you get access to all of the different, you know, organizations that are there, or you could create a new one. You know, you can interact with the different departments and programs on campus. I mean, it may be to go vote for a student government election or for your homecoming election. You know, there's a lot of different things, and it just kind of helps the students to get involved on campus. There's so much research out there that shows that when students are engaged and they're active on campus, that they're a lot more likely to succeed and to get, you know, better grades, or going to graduate on time. They're going to be the students that are going to actually get the jobs right out of college.
So it sounds like what you've done is really combine websites, social media, all that for that college campus.
Absolutely.
So anything they want to know about, they can find out about and get involved too. And it also sounds, not only are they engaged, but they can get involved in more areas of the community, of the university too.
Yeah, it makes it a lot easier for the students to go and, you know, figure out what they need to do, get information. You know, a lot of times when we ask students why aren't they more active and involved, they just say that they don't know when or where or how. And so, you know, we've got that one place where they can easily find all the upcoming events on campus. Or, you know, one of the new features that we recently rolled out was a service and volunteer management system, where all of the different service opportunities, you know, to go volunteer and to, you know, do community service. It's really easy now because the community partners can create those opportunities, and the students are then able to see, you know, in a list, the upcoming ones. They can sign up for them, they can go participate, and then they get credit for, you know, for doing those opportunities.
I'm just thinking back to when I went to college, and I was limited in what I was involved in only because it was either in my dormitory or in the major I was working in. I didn't know the other things were going outside my little community. And so what you've done essentially is you've broadened that so you can find out about anything happening at that campus.
Yep.
That's wonderful. You do have one employee I wanted to ask you about, and this is the Senior VP of Fun.
Yep.
Zoe. Tell us about Zoe.
Zoe is she's a Morkie. It's a mix between a Yorkie and a Maltese. You know, we really focus on our culture, and I believe that, you know, to have a really fun place for people to work is going to make everything that much better for them, for our company, for our customers. And so, you know, Zoe, she does a really great job at, you know, running up and down the halls and, you know, giving people kisses, or, you know, licking them whenever she sees them. And, you know, it just kind of really lightens the mood and makes it a really fun atmosphere for us at OrgSync. So she's a very important team member.
I can understand that moving from a house where you had places for people to sleep, now they don't have that. So you need to have something like being working your home again too. So how long have you had Zoe?
Zoe's been with us since the beginning. She's about 3 years old now.
Oh, that's wonderful. We're talking with Eric Fortenberry. Eric is the founder, president, and CEO of OrgSync, and he's connecting all the activities on a college campus. There's a few more things we're going to discuss about OrgSync and how that works. We're going to do that after the break. Stay with us. This is Playmakers Talk Show. We'll be back right after this.
I'm Lars David Staberg, general manager for Lowry's The Prime Rib. Our Allen Sandwich Bar has become the go-to spot for quiet working lunches. There we offer hand-carved sandwiches and more in a relaxed, club-like atmosphere. And for meetings, Lowry's private rooms are available for both lunch and dinner. So join us for the award-winning food, distinctive style, and unmatched hospitality that has made Lowry's famous. For more information, call Lowry's at 972-503-6688.
Executives, a free 2-hour peak performance workshop is available right now. I'm Steve Klein, host of the 570 KLIF Playmakers Talk Show and CEO of the Professional Development Center. Which of the following skills will move your people toward a quantum leap? Communication, motivating people, strategic planning, decision-making, problem-solving, teamwork, stress management, coaching, leadership, or customer service. To get your free 2-hour peak performance workshop with a minimum of 8 key people, call me, Steve Klein, at 972-644-1048 right now to see if you qualify.
My dad came to live with us last month, and you know, it's going pretty well.
I feel like I never have time for myself.
With him being around more, it really lets us catch up on things.
His memory isn't what it used to be.
We get up and we have coffee.
He usually wakes up at 4:30.
Then we go for a walk.
He needs lots of my attention.
I do need to keep an eye on his medications, though. That's important.
Sometimes I feel like a pharmacist.
I'd say John and the kids are adjusting pretty well.
They honestly have no idea what I'm going through.
It can be a little challenging.
Help.
But so far, so good.
I could really use just a little help.
For those dealing with the daily struggles of caring for a loved one, we hear you. That's why AARP created a community with experts and other caregivers for advice, tips, and support. Together, let's help each other better care for ourselves and the ones we love. Visit aarp.org/caregiving. A public service announcement brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Since 1947, there's been a nonprofit sleepaway camp for campers with special needs. It's Camp Summit in Argyle, Texas, a remarkable place for remarkable people. Online at campsummittx.org. This camp is unique in that campers are accepted without regard to the severity of their disability, even allowing campers in wheelchairs to ride horses and fly down a zip line. With a 2-to-1 ratio of campers to counselors, with special 1-to-1 assistance when needed, and with no age limit, campers young and old alike can have memories that last a lifetime. Offering year-round programs, week-long summer and fall camps, and weekend and respite days, and camper safety are always top of mind at Camp Summit, with on-site medical personnel including a registered nurse and physician on call. But to ensure that campers with disabilities can attend Camp Summit, they need your help. You can help Camp Summit by calling 972-484-8900. That's 972-484-8900. And you can always find them online at campsummittx.org.
We're back with the Playmakers Talk Show for business owners and self-employed professionals. Once again, here's Steve Klein.
And welcome back to Playmakers Talk Show. This segment, we've been speaking with Eric Fortenberry, and Eric is the founder, president, and CEO of OrgSync. You may want to check his website out. It's orgsync.com. It's orgsync.com. And Eric, how'd you come up with that name, OrgSync?
Well, it was actually my best friend in college. I came up with the idea. It was just organization, synchronization, kind of put it together. We liked it.
And you have OrgSync.
Yep.
And one more time, tell us what you do with OrgSync for those that weren't listening the first half of this.
Sure. We provide an online community for colleges and universities to really engage all of the different students and the faculty staff. They're able to manage all the different departments, programs, organizations across the campus. It's just an online community for everyone to get engaged and to, you know, interact with every aspect of the campus.
That must be a large project once you get a new college or campus as a client in getting all the people involved to get all their information on that. You must have a process for making that happen.
Yeah, absolutely. Every time we have a new customer, they end up being assigned what we call a dedicated campus consultant. And so that campus consultant will work with them through the implementation process and, you know, provide all the training. They'll even go on site to conduct training for them. We've got a lot of resources and things to help them get going. But it is something that it kind of phases and grows over time. So we may start with just one part of campus, but then it just virally expands because all the other areas of campus will see what that one area is doing and say, hey, we could use that too. And so, you know, it just kind of expands across the campus over the years.
And I'm sure as time goes on, you'll find more and more uses for it too, other organizations becoming involved. Well, you were talking at the break about your culture at your business. Tell us about that. How do people interact and how do they enjoy working for OrgSync?
Sure. And, you know, since we started out of a house, when we decided to make the move from Austin to Dallas, it was a tough decision, but we wanted to keep a lot of the same cultural aspects of the company. I mean, in the house, I woke up every morning, I cooked everyone, you know, bacon and eggs for breakfast, and we made them, you know, lunch and dinner and stuff. But, you know, when we came here, we wanted to keep that same culture. We have a kitchen, we provide everyone, you know, breakfast, whether it's cereal, oatmeal, you know, just different fruits and waffles and stuff. We provide cold cuts and sandwiches, you know, frozen chicken breast and different things for lunch. What I found in just really looking at all the companies, you know, on the West Coast and the Googles and the Facebooks, you know, we want to provide a very similar culture to that here in Dallas. And, you know, it's very important that we're able to attract a lot of those, you know, talented developers and just the different people that are over on the West Coast and Silicon Valley here. And so we've got a very fun culture. You know, a lot of people ride their bike to the office or ride on the bike trail. We're actually putting in a gym and a changing room and shower right now for all of our employees. We just expanded our office for the fourth time. We've got a big team area, the projector screen, put in a kegerator, things like that. So it's, you know, it's a very fun culture, and I believe when people are excited about what they do, that's how they're going to get the best results for the company and for our customers.
Well, you're doing something right because you were named to one of the best places to work in 2013. So obviously what you put together works, and you're also looking for more people. So for those of you who like what Eric just was describing in terms of the type of culture they have, there are some open positions. Who are you looking for?
Yeah, we're definitely looking for some developers. The particular language is Ruby on Rails, as well as front-end JavaScript developers. We're also looking for marketing people to come help us, spread the word and to create different marketing collateral for our sales team. And we're always looking to continue growing our campus consultants, which is our client services team. So there's definitely lots of opportunities. You know, we're constantly hiring. When we moved up here in 2010, we came up with 12 people. We're now about 45 employees. So it keeps growing.
I would think the kind of person you're looking for has to have the right kind of attitude and be creative to work in an environment like that.
Absolutely. And I think that, you know, one of the things I've learned is the most important thing that any company can do is build the right team. And so, you know, we definitely look for people who are going to be the self-starters. They're going to be very positive, optimistic, you know, and just in general, just very passionate about what they do. And, you know, when you can find those people, it's a very natural fit. They want to come in and, you know, they want to do the best job that they can just because, you know, we're all one team and, you know, we expect a lot out of each other, and that just helps us to grow and go forward.
Well, you've done a lot in the 6 years that you started back in 2007. What kind of advice, what would you tell an entrepreneur who wants to start their own business based on where you've come from?
Sure. A lot of times when students or when young entrepreneurs are asking me what advice, the first thing I always say is, you know, you got to find a mentor. It's really important that you understand you're not going to know all the answers, and you know you're going to have to constantly seek feedback. And you know, so I always recommend, you know, it's find friends, family, you know, former coworkers, professors, you know, other local entrepreneurs. You know, it's just really good to establish that network of mentors for you. I also think it's really important that you build the right team. You know, your people are your most important asset. And, you know, you can't do everything yourself as an entrepreneur. So it's important that, you know, you get the right people around the table and then work together to solve a problem. And, you know, it can be tough to delegate, but you have to delegate, and you have to be able to trust the people that you bring on and you build your team with. Which is also important to just be a motivator. You know, as an entrepreneur and a leader, you have to always be passionate about what you're doing, and your passion and your positivity will ripple throughout the company. And so when you can get everyone unified around a vision, it helps you to really rally the troops. It gets everyone excited, and you know, that's what's going to help you create the best momentum and the best work that you can. You know, working hard too. It's, you know, something that I've learned is that it's going to take a lot of work. This, you know, you're not going to get, you know, to be able to just kind of work the 9 to 5. It's going above and beyond at all times. And, you know, when you're passionate, you love what you do. I always tell people, you know, it's not like work. There's always going to be hurdles that are going to come at you, and you just have to keep overcoming them. And it just takes work and time. And, you know, that's just one of the most important things, is understanding that you're committing to a lot of work.
You can hear by Eric's voice, there's a little bit of passion, and it was coming through, and he's it's just coming through your pores is what's coming through. But you mentioned setbacks. Everything hasn't been rosy for you in those 6 years. Was there any one point in your career where it was kind of a point that changed everything?
Well, I think I'd say the turning points have been when we had to go from just a small group of people in a house to, you know, building out an entire company and an architecture of employees, and you know, it's having to create, you know, a sales team. You know, we had one really, really rock star salesman who was just driving our sales, but you know, we had to say, hey, you know, you can't sell anymore. And we promoted him to the sales manager and said, you know, we need you to coach and grow a sales team. You know, and same thing on the client services side. You know, originally we were just kind of selling customers and, you know, giving them a pat on the back and turning to the next one. But, you know, we realized that we need to actually provide that training and, the, you know, help them throughout the process and manage that relationship. And that's when we built that client services team. You know, so I think it has been a challenge to go from, you know, kind of wearing all the hats and having your hand in everything to, you know, really having to build out that team. But, you know, I can tell you it's extremely important, and that's how you're going to continue to grow and be successful as you get, you know, hundreds and eventually thousands of customers.
If you wrap up everything that Eric said, it's really all about the people. Yep. It's not so much what you're selling or the service, it's those people taking care of it.
Absolutely.
Eric, thank you very much for being a guest. Eric is the founder, president, CEO of OrgSync, Eric Fortenberry. And again, thank you very much for being on Playmakers Talk Show.
My pleasure. Thank you, Steve.
We've had, as I mentioned, Eric, and earlier the show, we had Jill Cumnock, and Jill is the CEO of the Ronald McDonald House of Dallas. If you missed any part of the show, you can always go to PlaymakersTalkShow.com and check out our archives to catch any show that has been on over the last few weeks. Again, PlaymakersTalkShow.com. You'll find all the information about the guests we've had on. My name is Steve Klein. Please join us again next week. We'll have more successful executives and CEOs telling about their success, how they built their company, and what you can do to be more successful. We'll see you again next week.
1-800-222-1222. 1-800-222-1222. If you think it might be poison, and the first thing you should do is call 1-800-222-1222. Poison can be anything you're not supposed to take. Antifreeze, pesticide, the wrong drug by mistake. If you breathed a nasty chemical, been bitten by a snake, call the Poison Control Center hotline. We're here for you night or day.
For a poison or drug emergency at home or at work, just call the Poison Control Center hotline. We're here 24/7 with the expert help you need, free and confidential. Even if you think it's a false alarm, call
1-800-222-1222. 1-800-222-1222. If you think it might be poison and you don't know what to do, call 1-800-222-1222.
Their names are Adrian and Anna, Cameron and Colin, Jacob and Logan, Margaret and Olivia, ages 4 to 12. They are part of a very small, exclusive club that neither they nor their families want to belong. They have all been diagnosed with some form of pediatric cancer. In fact, every year, right here in Dallas-Fort Worth, hundreds of families hear the dreaded words, "Your child has cancer," which is why Wipe Out Kids Cancer was formed over 30 years ago. Our mission is simple: to work relentlessly for the day when all children are living cancer-free. You can help by visiting WOKC.org. We are a local organization helping families cope and supporting researchers to find cures. Learn more at WOKC.org. Help us help them.
News changes in an instant. So does our news coverage. More stories, more news. News and information, 570 AM, 96.3 FM, HD2, KLIF.
Hi, Tom Baudet. Motel 6 is always thinking of ways to make it easier to book a clean, comfortable room for a great low rate. And this is the first test of our reservation by telepathy system, commencing now. Now. Wait a minute. Now. Well, you can still call 1-800-4-MOTEL-6, book online at motel6.com, or with our cool new app on your tablet or smartphone. I'm Tom Baudet for Motel 6, and we'll leave the light on for you.
Executives and managers, if you would like to make 2013 your Quantum Leap year, listen closely, because a free workshop, that's right, a free two-hour peak performance in-house workshop is available right now. Hi, I'm Steve Klein, host of the Playmakers Talk Show here on 570 KLIF, author of Sell When You See the Whites of Their Eyes, and CEO of the Professional Development Center. Which of the following skills from this free peak performance workshop will move your people toward a quantum leap this year? Could it be communication skills, motivating people, strategic planning, decision-making or problem-solving? How about teamwork, stress management, coaching, leadership skills, or customer service? To get your free two-hour in-house peak performance workshop,
for a minimum of 8 key people and to give your business a quantum leap in 2013, call me, Steve Klein, at 972-644-1048. That's 972-644-1048 right now to see if you qualify.
News and information 570 AM.
96.3 FM HD2. KLIF Dallas. KSES FM HD2 Fort Worth. KLIF.com.
A Cumulus station.